Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is a great statement by an FBI agent who had been assigned to analyze the problem of mass shootings and how you do something about it. She said, can anything change? Has anything changed? Or is this a hopeless and helpless issue? That is an item of debate. It's an item of debate in the literally the hallways of Congress. We will get to that and to more. There is also news today about a new school shooting in North Carolina, though the news is so far sketchy. Authorities responded to a report of a shooting at a North Carolina community college Thursday morning. There apparently are two suspected shooters who are still at large. We will bring you the very latest on that. There's also a change in the law in North Carolina that was just voted by the legislature to make it easier for people to get firearms who want them. And we will get to that issue as well. Kevin McCarthy is asking desperately to try to meet with one of his opponents, the President of the United States. Why? To try to work out that problem of the national debt ceiling and the need to raise the debt ceiling, or we have a great big economic disaster. And McCarthy recognizes it. Biden, well, at the moment, does not. There is also new espionage charges against an American reporter in Russia, part of the worsening problem that we have with what used to be the Soviet Union, and all kinds of information about the terrible state of our criminal justice system in terms of actually rehabilitating people when they go to prison. Because all kinds of high-profile cases of people who are released from prison for horrible crimes, and then literally in a matter of days, or sometimes it's hours, reoffend. As soon as they get the first taste of freedom, we, the public, get the first taste of needless bloodshed. There's a particular case in Portland, Oregon, where else, that we need to attend to as far as that is concerned. Okay, first of all, the one news item from the Associated Press. Authorities responded to a report of a shooting at a North Carolina community college this morning. Police have said Winston-Salem police tweeted that they received a report of a shooting at Forsyth Tech Community College around 10:10 a.m. That would be Eastern time, of course. Officers were on the scene on the main campus. The campus was on lockdown, and there were reports of two suspects. Forsyth Tech spokesman David Pergeson said by telephone those suspects apparently are still at large. There is also in North Carolina, that same state, the North Carolina residents can now buy a handgun without getting a permit from a local sheriff after the Republican-controlled legislature on Wednesday overrode the Democratic governor's veto. First time they've overridden any veto since 2018. The House voted 71-46, not even vaguely close, to enact the bill over the governor's objection. The bill eliminates the longstanding permit system requiring sheriffs to perform character evaluation and criminal history checks of pistol applicants. The Senate overrode Governor Roy Cooper's veto in a party line vote on Tuesday. The permit repeal takes effect immediately. Governor Cooper and Democratic lawmakers warned it allows a greater number of dangerous people to obtain weapons through private sales, which do not require a background check, and limits law enforcement's ability to prevent them from committing violent crimes. Is this the moment where you want to make this change? Again, it's a major change in the procedure in North Carolina, where previously they had to go through the sheriff and actually have the sheriff authorize a permit for a handgun. Now it's easier to get those handguns. This all goes to the ongoing debate about mass shootings, and will this be an issue in the presidential election as it shapes up, in the congressional election, which is taking place at the same time? Hard to imagine that it wouldn't be, because the only way that this becomes a non-issue is if for some reason there is a very, very noticeable and substantial and meaningful decline in this kind of incident. But if you continue having a mass shooting every week, or by some standards it's more than every week, it's almost every day in this country, if this doesn't decline, of course it's going to be an issue. Today, the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, who is like everybody else in the House and in the Senate, dealing with a great deal of upset and concern, and sometimes almost hysterical concern on the part of people who are so horrified by the nightmare in Nashville. This is what the Speaker of the House had to say on...
There's no one person in America that doesn't see the devastation of what happened in that school. There's not one person in America that doesn't want to try to solve all this. We want to make sure we take in all the information. We watched a school that was locked. So I think everyone would believe somebody has to be mentally ill to enter a school. Literally, when you read the report, she picked between schools based upon whether one school had an armed officer that could stop her. She literally shot through the window to go in to these young children. I do want to thank the officers. The officers did not delay. They were young men themselves. They didn't know what they were running into, and they did not slow down as they went hallway to doorway to save the others that were there. We will look, getting all the information, is there anything that we can do more? But I would say to a nation as a whole that the problem that we are today is not just going to be a legislation. We've got to have a severe conversation here with this country. We've got to deal with mental illness. We've got to see what's driving individuals to think you would go to innocent children, a Christian school, to shoot in, to literally write about it. I don't think one piece of legislation solved this. I think a nation together, working together, solves a problem that's much bigger than us.
Okay, this goes along with what we discussed yesterday on our radio program with Congressman Adam Smith, who, together with a number of Republicans and Democrats, Adam Smith happens to be a Democrat, is putting forward a new bill to have a more emergency mental health capacity associated with law enforcement. In other words, that basically there would be trained mental health professionals who would be called in, not in immediate dangerous situations, but in efforts to try to have some specific attention to people who are stewing with mental illness. That's the opposite of turning people loose despite one offense after another, after another, after another. Amazing cases in that regard coming up on the MedVed Show. We'll be right back.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Medved Show, of course, when it comes to violent crime, when there is an incident like what occurred at Nashville, you hear about that intensively, and that becomes representative of what is going on. But actually, violent crime is far, far more common than we think, just from the coverage of school shootings, as horrifying as they are. There's also a tremendous tendency by our entire system to be very reluctant about locking people up. I'm serious. And locking them up either in mental institutions, which we used to do, or locking them up in some kind of a prison, a penitentiary, jail. Here's a story out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It's covered by KCRG. Before a 19-year-old was arrested for a drive-by shooting in rural Solon this week, actually 2 days ago, court documents show he violated his probation repeatedly from August 2021 to March 2023. That's now. How many times did he violate his probation? 50 times. Think about that. Let that sink in. Brian Wallace was placed on probation for 5 years after he pled guilty to a lesser charge after prosecutors said he engaged in a sex act with a 13-year-old girl in 2020. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office said Wallace was arrested after he and another teenager drove by an RV and fired 5 shots at a camper, which almost hit somebody inside. Okay, we've already got firing 5 shots at a camper as he's driving by in an RV. We've already got a sex act with a 13-year-old girl. And why is it that this individual deserves to be walking around and at age 19? How is it possible that before your 20th birthday, you're able to commit so many offenses 50 plus times before his arrest on a drive-by shooting charges? Drew Konasek, who is the division manager within the Department of Correctional Services for the 6th District, the state agency overseeing probation and parole for Linn County and Johnson County, this is in Iowa, of course, said in an email, there is no number of violations that will result in a recommendation to revoke a client's probation. However, he said the agency considers both the volume and severity of the violations along with the circumstances to protect the individual and the community. To protect the individual? And what about protecting the people who are having to deal with drive-by shootings and the rape of a 13-year-old? And yes, of course it's a rape because illegally, when a child is that young, you haven't reached the age of consent. I mean, it's just so outrageous. There was evidence to suggest that Mr. Wallace had protective factors in place, and our goal is to work with clients to build off these areas of stability. Mr. Konecki said, the division manager for the Department of Correctional Services, revoking a teenager to prison is guaranteed to diminish, if not completely eliminate, those protective factors. Yeah, but it's also going to eliminate his danger to other people. There was another story yesterday about Washington, D.C., and an aide to, in fact, the chief aide to Senator Rand Paul, was assaulted and stabbed and had to be hospitalized because of the assault. And the assault had nothing to do with politics. It had to do with a violent criminal who had been released from prison just 24 hours before the attack. This kind of situation is madness. It is madness. And then there's this from Portland, Oregon. It's all over the country. Washington, D.C., Iowa, Portland, Oregon. A homeless man named Dwayne Simpson attacked a woman named Sonia Gonzalez. This is August, a couple of months ago, with a 35-pound rock as she waited for her son to pick her up after work. Gonzalez fell, hitting her head on a concrete wall and passing out. She awoke moments later, covered in her own blood, and sought help. Officers responding to the Unity Center for Behavioral Health in Northeast Portland on Tuesday saw the woman, identified later as 55-year-old Sonia Gonzalez, with significant amounts of blood dripping from her. according to a probable cause affidavit. She was attacked steps away from the center. This is a mental hospital. It's a behavioral health center in northeast Portland. Two witnesses told police Gonzalez appeared unconscious, lying motionless for about 2 minutes after the attack. She was taken by ambulance to the hospital after rating her pain as burning 7. Now Gonzalez is suing the mental health facility, which it turns out had just discharged Simpson only moments before the attack. In other words, he is released from a mental hospital and goes on less than an hour afterward and in front of the mental hospital attacks this poor woman who's waiting for her son to pick her up. In fact, the story is worse than that, they report on Hot Air. Dwayne Simpson, was known to have expressed homicidal thoughts, including his desire to smash a woman in the head with a rock, which is exactly what he did. Portland's Behavioral Health Hospital knew a patient had repeatedly vocalized violent fantasies about smashing in a woman's head, but discharged him anyway into the street outside, where the man immediately did just that. This is from the text of a lawsuit filed by the woman victim against this hospital. Dwayne A. Simpson, 40 years old, was arrested that same day on allegations including second-degree assault in the attack. Simpson told police he had just been released from the Unity Center for Behavioral Health, according to a bail memo. The lawsuit describes in more detail Simpson's immediate history of violent mental episodes. On July 24th of last year, so less than a year ago, law enforcement received calls related to Simpson reporting that he was experiencing a violent mental health crisis. During the mental health crisis, he was threatening to assault a woman and bash her skull in, all within the immediate vicinity of the Legacy Emanuel Hospital and Health Center. Different hospital. Simpson was discharged by agents of the defendant in less than an hour, whereupon he continued his violent mental health crisis in the immediate vicinity of Legacy Emanuel Hospital and Health Center. On August 4th, this continues. Why is it not possible to take criminals this dangerous off our streets? There's more, and that's coming on the Michael Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Parents and students walked the halls of the Tennessee State Capitol in Nashville today, demanding stricter gun laws.
We have to vote the people out that care more about guns than they do about protecting our children. Because enough is enough, not one more.
New mother Susan Staley among the hundreds calling for common sense gun laws. Three children, three adults, and the young female shooter all died Monday at a Nashville elementary school. The governor of Kentucky says it's a tragic day as 9 soldiers died when 2 Army Black Hawk helicopters crashed on a training mission at Fort Campbell early this morning. Another overnight derailment, this one in rural Minnesota. 22 cars, some carrying ethanol, came off the tracks. Officials say no danger. A federal judge in Texas has ruled that health insurance companies in the entire USA no longer need to provide certain preventative care services for free. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's so depressing. There's a huge demonstration today, which looks like a very polite and well-mannered takeover of the Tennessee State Capitol. And why? Because people are demanding some action on the availability of guns in Tennessee. The fact that the killer in Tennessee, Audrey Hale, was able to acquire 7 guns from 5 different sources in just the weeks before her very premeditated, pre-planned crime that killed 3 children, 9 years old. Actually, one of them was about to become 9, and 3 adults. Of course, people are desperately upset about that, but then there is this. Dateline Olean, New York, and it's WKBW. Convicted killer Edward Kint has been released from Elmira Correctional Facility, according to the New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. Kint, who was 15 at the time of his crime, raped and murdered Penny Brown on Mother's Day of 1999 while she was jogging along the Pensee Trail in Salamanca. Kint was sentenced to 9 years to life, which at that time was the maximum sentence for someone under 16. Since then, lawmakers have passed Penny's Law, which increased the second-degree murder sentence for anyone under 16 to 15 years to life. Kint has been denied parole several times, but his latest request was granted by the New York State Parole Board. He becomes a free man at the age of 39, the same age Penny Brown was when she was raped and murdered by this individual. Bradley Brown, who's the daughter of the victim, Penny Brown, said the New York State Parole Board's decision to release Kent is both violating to her and her family and terrifying to the community. Through his transcripts, there's always been no remorse shown. Violent in prison, drug use, he was violent as a child. I've learned nothing that would show there is any change, any healing, any difference in the wiring of this human being, said Brown, who is the daughter of the victim. The idea that someone who was sentenced to life imprisonment, possibly, but with a minimum sentence of 9 years. By the way, the law has changed in New York, and they have changed the law so that now the second-degree murder sentence for someone under 16 is 15 years to life. And the idea that, given the fact that he had violent episodes in prison, of course, what this reminds me of is about 30 years ago, we had a friend, someone who was a member of our synagogue community, single woman, who was murdered. And she was murdered by someone who had been released from state prison less than 2 weeks before. He had been out, and he had already been picked up, but he wasn't returned to prison. He had been picked up with a gun, which he's not allowed to have as someone who has just been. And this is somebody who had killed one of his grandparents when he was 14. And again, the cruelty of the crime in which he was stabbed and then raped after she was killed. The idea that someone like this was released from prison so easily. I mean, yes, I'm very gratified that, thank God, and thank you, Governor Newsom, for this, because he was actually responsible, that Sirhan Sirhan, who changed American history by assassinating Robert Kennedy, who was, by the way, expecting his 11th child at the time that he was shot. He was supposed to, the parole board had said he was going to be released after all these years. Well, that didn't happen, fortunately. But with these so-called lesser criminals, and you read the details of this case with Edward Kent, why does it serve the public interest to release such a human being to the public? And, okay, so the question really becomes, what do we do about this? And there was another confrontation. Thank God it wasn't violent, but it was some pretty violent rhetoric between two members of the House, Representative Bowman and Representative Massey, Bowman of New York, Massey of Kentucky. They were at a hallway in the Capitol building, and it's Jamal Bowman. He's part of the squad. And Thomas Massey, who is one of the more conservative, more libertarian, actually, members of Congress. And they were surrounded by reporters, and their confrontation sounded like this.
They're all cowards. They won't do anything to save the lives of our children at all. Cowards. Pressure them. Force them to respond to the question, why the hell won't you do anything to save America's children? And let them explain that all the way up until Election Day of 2024. Let them explain it all the way up to Election Day of 2024. They're freaking cowards. They're gullies. They're not here. I'm talking about gun violence. I'm talking about gun violence.
A school that allows teachers to care.
Oh my God. Carry guns? You think more guns lead to more death? More guns lead to more death. Look at the data. You're not looking at any data. You're teachers? Have you ever worked in a school?
Okay, the reason he's asking that is because Jamal Bowman was a principal of a middle school for some years. And look, we've talked about this week. The experience of other countries that have very, very common gun ownership. By the way, Israel does not. It's very, very difficult to get a license to have a gun unless you are involved in a security profession somehow, or you have some reason you can explain why you need it. And that's even with people who are serving in the armed forces. When you're serving in the armed forces, when you're on active duty, yes, you can take a gun with you and take the gun in public, and that's why people see people on the street with guns in Israel. But the gun ownership rate is way, way down compared to the United States. What they do have, and it's something that Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, actually, to her credit, I think, to her great credit, is talking about it, is they have a system whereby the schools are guarded. They are protected with the kind of loss, the kind of pain, the kind of horror that we have that strikes every single American parent. Can't we do something to make the schools more secure? We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better, your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On the Michael Medved Show, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican, is taking, it seems to me, a more reasonable approach, not simply saying, as a number of members of Congress have said, well, there's nothing we can do. There are things that we can do to make our schools safer. And again, this is illustrated around the world. The idea that the last school shooting they had in Israel, just to bring up an example where they do a good job of keeping kids safe at school, last school shooting they had in Israel was 1977. Okay, can you imagine the lives that would be saved and would be protected against trauma, the trauma that analysis over the Washington Post, they did an analysis that 370,000 kids have been present for mass shootings on school campuses. This is since Columbine, since 1999. Here is Senator Blackburn's video, or part of it, that she released on her social media accounts, where she emphasized, appropriately it seems to me, increasing security at schools. Listen.
We must work together to protect our children at school, and that means increasing security. Today, I am once again proposing my legislation, the Securing Aid for Every School Act. Senator Hagerty joins me in this. It will ensure all schools have access to trained school security officers. The Safe School Act establishes a grant program that will allow both public and private schools to train and hire veterans and former law enforcement officers to serve as school security officers and keep our children safe. The legislation will also provide funding for the hardening of schools with appropriate security devices, including cameras, metal detectors, and door passcodes. By providing schools with these critical funds, we can help protect our precious children and secure our schools.
Okay, is there anything unreasonable about that you just heard? Is there any reason... In other words, the idea that that banning assault weapons would immediately put an end to school shooting. Look, I am extremely torn on this issue of banning assault weapons, but it seems to me that the chance that it could reduce the likelihood of this kind of attack probably makes it worth doing. It's very tough to understand what the public interest is in allowing the assault weapons to be so readily purchased and easily purchased, including by people who are mentally troubled, as Audrey Hale obviously was. The President Reagan favored bans on assault weapons. He favored them while he was governor of California, and he favored them while he was president. He signed, in reaction to one of the spasms of concern that we get here about the level of violence in the country. He signed together with two other former presidents. This was during the George Herbert Walker Bush administration. President Reagan signed an advertisement together with President Carter, who Reagan had beaten in the election of 1980, and President Ford, who Carter had beaten in 1976. And they were all favoring limitations, bans, on semi-automatic rifles. And I know that there are questions about how do you define an assault weapon. The questions should and probably could be worked out. But the point is, it's completely illusory for people to expect, as apparently Jamal Bowman, the congressman, who was very, very strident in that interchange with Congressman Massey, it's completely irrational to believe that some kind of new gun regulation or legislation is going to end the problem of school violence, of school shooting. It is possible that hardening every school as a site, placing a guard there, placing security devices there, metal detectors more, it costs money? Sure, it costs money. But can you think of a more worthwhile investment? I mean, really? The protesters taking over the state capitol in Tennessee sounded like this today. And they're not even sure what exactly they're demanding, but what they're demanding is a goal that I think most Americans share, was making it more difficult for dangerous and disturbed people to get firearms. Can we all agree on that? This is what it sounded like in Tennessee, in the state capitol, clip 8. And then there's Democrat Jared Moskowitz, who's a member of Congress. He actually is a member of Congress from Parkland, Florida. He, in his district, is where Parkland High School saw the slaughter of 17 students by the Nicholas Cruz, the killer who, by the way, is still awaiting judgment. He's incarcerated. This is Congressman Moskowitz. He believes he knows who to blame for the shooting in Nashville. Listen to clip 6.
You know, there are 6 people that are dead in that school, including 3 children, because you guys got rid of the assault weapons ban. Because you guys made it easy for people who don't deserve to have weapons, who are mentally incapable of having weapons of war, being able to buy those weapons and go into schools. You guys are worried about banning books. Dead kids can't read.
I'm not sure dead kids can't read is a meaningful slogan right now. But look, the idea that any of these alleged courses of action are going to be significant. We're going to be reviewing some of those ideas and some of that debate with a former FBI agent who has specialized for a decade in exactly what is needed to try to make us safer from this kind of attack, from this kind of mass shooting. Her name is Catherine Schweit. She's been on the show with us before. There is one chilling call from a Nashville school shooter's friend after the gunman sent haunting messages. This is from Averiana Patton, a former basketball teammate of Hales, Audrey Hales, calling the police minutes after she had started shooting at the school. Listen, clip 12.
I received a very, very weird message from a friend on Instagram. I think it's like a suicidal thing. I called the suicide hotline, and they told me to call the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department told me to call you guys. So I'm just trying to see, can anybody, I just don't want it on my conscience if somebody can go check on her. Only thing I have is her Instagram.
Okay, good for her. This is like the police who responded so promptly. This is somebody who did the right thing. And unfortunately, she was kept on hold and trying to call in with this message. And she didn't have a number or an address where people could check on Audrey Hale. And at the same moment, she was leaving that message, which was a 911 call. Hale had already begun her rampage and her shooting. Speaking of rampage, well, that's not exactly the right word, but there's no doubt that the Republican campaign for president is heating up. And there are a number of questions. I mean, is Chris Christie serious? He's going to run his whole campaign based on attacking Donald Trump? We'll see about that and more with Jonathan Allen of NBC and This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.